It's time now for People in Your Neighborhoods on 1060 KGFX.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
People in the Neighborhood, brought to you by Becky Potsiba State Farm Insurance and Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen in with us this morning. And you had a weekend last weekend. I mean, it was there was a lot going on. So, I mean, it was...
Oh, my goodness, yes. And, you know, I just have to give a big shout out to our regional DOT office. I think Dean and Jason were over there pretty much. They were Fort Pierre citizens, I think, mm-hmm. the entire weekend. They were flagging. They were solving problems. And you know, quite frankly, we should have thought about the fact that we had four or five big events going on, and we were going to overwhelm.
Yeah.
Not just the city, but that little bridge, yeah. which is such an artery. You know, it is.
You don't realize it until you're sitting there.
that's right. So apologize to anyone who had to sit there for a while. And again, thanks to DOT and our law enforcement and the contractor, the subcontractor, mm-hmm. Everyone who just kind of gave up their weekend to help us through that. So. The bridge is back on the lights as they finish the construction on the bridge, the repairs, and then it will open up two lanes for the 3rd and 4th of July. Then it will close back down until it's finished, which we think is going to be about the 11th.
Okay, so but we're close.
We are very close.
We're close.
Right, okay. Right.
Yeah, I know there's a couple of times I've had to go out to a transmitter and sit there for a little while, but you know what? It's a bridge. They're not easy to...
No, and you don't realize how important that little bridge is. And opening it up is not as easy as just opening it up. There are a lot of safety concerns that they have to be aware of. And even there was a 16-foot width restriction in that area. And so to open it up, they had to have two 16-foot lanes, right. not a 16 and a 14 or,
right.
or whatever.
Right.
So it's not as simple as it seems. They really did the best that they could, and thank them for it and thank everyone for being patient.
Right, so we're close. The 11th, you're thinking. So
that's what they're saying. Yeah.
That's what they're saying. Well, weather permitting, I would imagine everything.
Weather permitting, and just depending on what they run into in terms of need of repair.
Yeah.
So we definitely want that bridge in good repair, don't we?
And if there's anything else that can be said about bridges, we also understand there's a larger bridge that's not so far away from it that took a little longer than they thought.
It did.
So, yeah.
It did, indeed.
So,
and,
yes.
And when you live on two rivers, you're very dependent on bridges.
Yeah.
So, the other thing I wanted to talk about in terms of repair is that Fort Pierre residents will be happy to know that 9th Avenue is open. And that has been an issue for a while, but it is open. It doesn't have a hard surface. That will come next year,
mm-hmm.
But it's definitely drivable.
Yeah.
But we do ask residents to be courteous of the private property. Be aware that it is private property and, you know, don't drive on it. Just drive in the street and...
I think we appreciate it. That kind of goes without saying, don't drive on people's yards.
Well, you'd think so, but we had people who had a lot of barriers and cones and signs, and they just got moved. And so, unfortunately, that happens, and we're happy that the property owners were patient with everyone. So. 9th Avenue is open. Wanted to also talk about the job openings in Fort Pierre. We have just opened up an administrative assistant position due to an individual who got promoted. And so that's open, as well as the water wastewater operator job. We may have that filled, but as of right this moment, it's open. And then, of course, our finance officer. and Public Works Director job. So we need to get all of those filled.
Everybody's looking.
Yeah.
We're looking. everybody's looking.
Yeah, and then the 4th of July, Chuck.
I know, goodness. Yeah. So you had a big weekend, and you got another one coming up this
another
weekend.
big weekend. Fort Pierre loves its 4th of July, and we kick it off with a rodeo. And that is on the rodeos are on the 3rd and the 4th.
Right.
And then on the morning of the 4th is, this is kind of a tongue twister, 4 on the 4th, mm-hmm. The fun 4-mile fun walk run. Registration is available on Facebook. It's just 4 on the 4th on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Easy way to register is with Venmo. $25 for registration. I think kids 12 and under are free. The registration on the morning of the 4th starts at 7, okay. And the walk starts at 8. And that's in the usual place, the corner of Main and Deadwood. Then the fireworks go on sale June 29th. So the hours of sale and discharge, and we really ask people to be respectful of the hours. 9 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. July 3rd and 4th, the deadline is extended to midnight. And remember, no bottle rockets and no sky lanterns. The parade will start lining up at 9 o'clock on the 4th. If you want to register an entry for prizes, there's a entry registration form online on the city website, and it's also available at the city office. 6 awards: Most Patriotic, Best South Dakota Pride, Best Horse Drawn, Best Fort Pierre Pride, Most Humorous, and Best Antique Vehicle. And you have to be in line by 9:30 to be considered for the prize. Yeah. And we are always still looking for enough people to carry the state flags. And if you're interested in that, contact Darby Nutter at 605-319-6071 or Kelly Tibbs at the city office, 223-7690.
Okay. So there's no category for, for parade entries for the best variety of rock music, right?
Well, you know what? We should create that category.
We should.
Yeah,
we should.
I would think we should.
Best soundtrack. Maybe you should have that.
Yeah, there we go. Are you going to be there, Chuck?
Yep, we'll be there.
Oh,
every
super,
year.
Super.
Every year.
Just what else are you going to do on the 4th of July except go to the parade and we're having the flyover again at noon.
Okay.
And encourage people to come early, stay late. There will be food vendors and all kinds of things going on. It will be a nice place to hang out.
Yep, and then the rodeo and the fireworks and all of the stuff that goes along with Fort Pierre.
Exactly.
4th of July.
Small town, 4th of July. There's just nothing like it.
It really isn't.
Yeah,
It is our own little slice of Americana.
it very definitely is.
Are we missing anything else?
The only thing else I should have mentioned is that the parade marshal this year, and we always pick someone from the community to honor, and this year it's Dennis Hansen.
Okay.
And if you didn't hear this, the Fort Pierre Livestock hit a record sale. I'm thinking it's 4 weeks ago now. One day sale, $28 million.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is a lot. How many head went through, do you know?
I have no idea. A lot of head, and the prices are good. So,
right.
Yeah, but that is amazing for a little livestock auction market in Fort Pierre, South Dakota can do that kind of business.
Yeah, that is great. I mean, it's a little town, but that is, I mean, that's a hub right there.
Oh, very definitely is, and they do a great job over there.
Awesome. Well, that's great. Thanks for passing that along as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we will talk with you, I guess, next week.
We will.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Chuck.
Thank you. Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen for People in Your Neighborhood, and it's brought to you by Potsdam State Farm Insurance.
For over 100 years,
State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Potsdam State Farm is your Central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Potsdam State Farm. They'll take care of your insurance and financial needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Potsdam State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pierre and Gregory.